Wait, but guys, sound off in the comments below.
Sound off in the comments below.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to Sound Off in the Comments Below, our weekly segment where you guys choose the topics that we talk about, all the pop culture news you want to hear about right here on She's All Batch.
I'm so excited. We have so much to talk about. I'm like itching, like I'm coming out of my skin to talk about all these things.
Well, let's get into it. What is, I mean, I think I know the main topic at hand. Is it once again Kate Middleton?
Miss Princess Catherine? Yeah.
Yes. The Duchess.
Well, have you been following? I have somehow got myself on Kate Middleton conspiracy TikTok, and I never want to get off of it because it's just like wild.
What's going on? There's like updates from last week.
Yeah, I guess so. The updates are, yeah, because what did we say last week? Last week, basically, it was just we hadn't seen Kate Middleton in a very long time. The palace basically said that, you know, oh, she has a scheduled abdominal surgery, so she's taking time to recover and she'll be back. And the car photo that people are speculating was not her. Then, so I guess it was Mother's Day in the UK. They do a different Mother's Day than we typically do in May.
That threw me off. I was like, it's not Mother's Day. What?
Yeah.
And then I realized.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess they have a different Mother's Day. And so for Mother's Day, they posted this picture of Kate and her three kids. And it's so AI. It's like not even funny. And so they post this. And all the internet is like, this is Photoshopped, this is fake, this is AI. What are you even talking about? Like, it's really bad. Have you seen the photo?
Oh, yeah. No, I saw the photo. Yeah. Now that people found, apparently there's like 16 Photoshop errors with it.
Yes.
How amateur are you? Like, wouldn't Kate Middleton have like the top-notch Photoshop wizard doing her pictures?
Correct. Correct, correct. Why would you release a photo like that if you could just give a photo of Kate Middleton? So like, but also I'm like, is the palace dumb? Is there really no like Gen Z intern who can be like, hey, bestie, maybe don't post this because like this
saying.
Is so fake. But I do think this just goes back to like the palace as like an institution is just so like out of touch. And I think they thought they could like get away with this and fool people. But so basically they post this photo being like, happy Mother's Day. And also it says on the caption, it's like the camera emoji, and then it's like the Prince of Wales 2024. So basically also trying to push this as if this was a photo that was just taken in 2024 by the Prince of Wales, aka her husband, William.
Oh, I was like, who is that? Okay.
Well, no, but that's what's weird too, is like, I would have believed it a little bit more if they were like, oh, yeah, this is an old photo. They're trying to make it seem like he just took this photo. And people are like, girl, you just got abdominal surgery and you're in skinny jeans. Also, there was like green plants in the background and we're in dead of winter. Like it looked like the middle of like spring. It just,
dumb question. Is it winter in the UK?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they have the same seasons as us.
They have like different Mother's Days. Maybe they have different seasons. But you know what the photo credit tag is giving to me? When people comment on a photo that they took, but they want people to know that they were there at the event. So they're like, wow, who took the photo? It's looking great. That is making me feel like they're trying to let us know everything's fine with Kate and William.
100%.
Why would you put the photo credit? Like, it's just assumed that maybe he took it or a professional took it. I don't care who took it.
Right. Correct. So
it's too much information.
So this whole thing either looks like AI or like horrible Photoshop. And then so much so. So this photo goes out and then, Associated Press, which is a very legitimate news source, pulls the photo and says to all, because basically, like, I mean, you used to work in news, you probably know more than me. Like, you know how like, certain news sources like have like the raw info, but then all the other news outlets like write about it and use the photos or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't get what you're.
So Associated Press pulled the photo and basically said to all the news outlets, you can't use this because it has been doctored so much. This is a fake photo. So a legitimate news source pulls it. Then they,
but why would they out them?
What do you? Well, Associated Press is not like British press. And also like they're a legitimate news source. They can't be saying like, they can't be spreading like a fake photo. Like, could you imagine if newspapers started using AI photos? Like, that's just like, they can't do that. Then from like the official Twitter account, Princess Catherine, quote unquote, tweets, which no, she didn't. And she was like, hey guys, sometimes I like dabble in photography and sometimes I like to like play with Photoshop. Like, sorry about the confusion. See, and it's like, Shut up. Like, you didn't photo. Not only do I not believe that, like, you guys sat down and posed for this photo and Prince William did not take it, you did not then take the photo and then be like, let me just, like, Photoshop this real quick before we send this to the press. So all of it's just, like, fake. Then they post another photo of her and Prince William in a car together. And that one is also Photoshopped.
Wait, I didn't see the car. The new car. There's a new car.
A new car one. And the bricks in from the window of the car don't line up with the bricks on the wall, like, behind the car. I have so many thoughts on this because, like, I feel like last week when we were talking about it, we're like, okay, guys, this is, like, funny. But also, like, maybe she really just had surgery and she's just recovering from it.
Wait, I see what you're talking about.
Yes.
Hold on. Okay, yes. Because my take last week was very much like, it's probably, they're probably... right, like they're telling the truth and we're just having fun.
Right.
Now that so much more has come out, it's super suspect.
It's weird. Like,
this
because
is really weird.
Because if she was just having surgery and everyone was just having these, like, ridiculous conspiracy theories, I think there's two options, right? They could have just, like, said nothing.
Yeah. The bricks?
I know.
They're, like, totally different.
I know.
Bricks.
It's like, do they think we're dumb? Come on.
Unless the wall is, like, half, like, orange bricks and then half, like, a different color brick.
Sure, but, like, find me that wall. Find me that wall somewhere in that country. I think there's two things, right? Like, if she really was just getting abdominal surgery and the internet was just having a crazy field day with all these wild conspiracy theories, they could have literally said nothing, and then she shows up, after Easter, like they said she was going to show up, fully recovered, and then
yeah.
And then everyone would have moved on because it would have been, like, good one, guys. We told you she was getting surgery. She's getting surgery. Now she's back. Like, it's not that deep. So they could have done nothing, or... take a video of Kate Middleton sitting on her bed recovering from surgery with the newspaper, like, actually proving that she's alive and well and she's here. Like, there's two options. Say nothing or actually send me something real. This weird fake AI Photoshopped photos proving that she's alive and well means, like, oh, you they physically can't get a photo of her. So where is she?
Wait,
where is she? Is she dead? Is she... I have a theory on this.
Going on.
Like, yeah. I'm what like, oh, it? She's dead. She's gone. No, I don't think she's actually... I think she's gone girling herself, personally.
I think things are not great with her and William.
Right, and I think she...
And they want to postpone it.
Postpone what?
They want to postpone people knowing.
Oh. See, I think things are not going well with her and William. There have been rumors for years of him having affairs and cheating on her. Also, a TikToker brought up a good point, too. Their rise to being king and queen of England is becoming more... eminent. Like, obviously we always knew that William was going to be king, but I think it's just, like, getting closer to the time where that's going to happen. There have been rumors of him having affairs for years. I think she's gone girling herself and purposely disappearing to be like, dude, you need me. The public loves me. Like, I am your, like, ticket to having, like, a good reign as king. So, like, clean up your act, break up with your girlfriend, get your shit together, and I'm not coming back out in public until you, like, clean this mess up. I think she's gone girling herself, and I don't think they physically are together. I don't think he can get a picture of her. Otherwise, they would get a picture of her and submit it to the press and be like, hey, guys, Kate's fine. She's just recovering. I think she's purposely disappearing to change a behavior in him. Or she's murdered. I don't know. One of the two.
Or they've broken up, and she's like, I'm not coming to take a picture with you. I don't like you anymore.
But why wouldn't she just come out and be like, we're
done.
She's
not ready. I don't know. It's like how Britney Spears, like, when people were like, where is she? Where is she? I'm like, well, literally, though, where is she? I mean, not anymore, mm-hmm. but no one's seen Kate. Like, she has not gone outside. Because, I mean, they have helicopters that have flown over her house in the past. Remember when she was, like, sunbathing naked and they got those pictures or something, or topless?
Yeah.
Like, if they wanted to see her, they could. So, like, has she literally just not stepped outside for months?
Maybe.
That's crazy. Also, is, like, Prince William just, like, skipping around the palace singing I Just Can't Wait to Be King?
Probably.
Channeling his inner Simba?
I think so.
I can see that. I didn't know he was, like, that. Like, I knew he was probably next in line. To be honest, I don't really think about the royal family all that much. So now I'm being educated on, like, what's going on.
I mean, it's messy, messy, messy. I don't know. And I think I just, like, where is she? Why can't they produce a photo of her?
A paparazzi took that photo of them in the car. Where's the paparazzi? Can we talk to him? Did you see Kate?
Well, see,
someone
but that's
saw
the
her.
Thing, too, with the... But, like, you can't really trust the British press and the royal family have, like, a weird relationship where basically, like, they're like, okay, we will let you take photos of us whenever you want, but then you have to, like, cover us favorably. Like, they have, like, a mutually beneficial relationship. So that's why you don't always see a lot of like bad stuff come out about the royal family, unless it's Meghan Markle and they're like smear campaigning her. But like all this stuff has been whispers about William's affairs for years, but like they don't talk about it or really like address it because they have a relationship with the royal family that they cover him positively as long as like he lets them take pictures. So it's like, I don't know if we can trust always like,
but let's try. Where the photos has anyone are. Tried to find that photographer? Because I would just like to talk to someone that has seen her.
But no one has. That's the thing. No one has. We have that. All we allegedly have is that stupid car photo of her with her mom. But that was from such a distance.
Where's her mom?
You think her mom's going to go talk to the press and not just like be loyal to Kate right now?
I'm just saying I think we should try. I think we should try to get in contact with the people that have claimed to have seen her so that we can just, there's nothing more we can do. Like we can't get a hold of Kate.
No.
Also, like, has she tweeted before? Why is she randomly tweeting?
They randomly have a Twitter, but I don't know how much they use it. But, I mean, I don't think she wrote that tweet. Like, that's the most ridiculous excuse in the world. Like, think of something else. Say, like, oh, yeah, our palace intern, like, sent this, like, weird AI photo. Like, sorry, guys. To say that it was Princess Catherine practicing Photoshop is insane.
Wait, don't say anything. What happened to celebrities just, like, keeping quiet and the news will blow over? Not like I think this will necessarily blow over, but I think it says so much more that you're addressing it versus just not saying anything. If you don't say anything, there's still, like, that sliver of doubt that you can be like, right. I don't know, maybe it is real. Maybe we are just making something out right. of nothing. But by you addressing it, you're making it so much worse.
Right.
Like,
it's giving cover up though. It's like, what are they covering up?
They said there were 16 errors. Were you able to go through the photo and actually see?
If you look at it pretty closely, like, yeah. Like, but you really have to like zoom in. I think the most obvious one is that literally her face is pasted onto like a different body. Like the zippers on the clothes don't line up. That's the wild part.
And she's wearing skinny jeans, which people pointed out.
Right. If you had, if you're recovering from abdominal surgery so much so that you literally can't leave or be seen. But yeah, you're going to like do a full glam in skinny jeans. Sure, Jan.
Where's the makeup artist? Who did her makeup?
Well, no one, because that's a fake photo.
Wait, no one had an issue with the fact that all three kids' expressions were exactly the same?
Because I think it's AI. It's just like a very scary photo. I don't know.
In a world where you can make a Taylor Swift song without being Taylor Swift now, you could literally just like type into an app, like, sing me a Taylor Swift song.
Right.
So Happy Travi Made It to the Big Game, my favorite song. Like, anything can happen.
Yeah.
They should have, let's do AI and make Kate Middleton like in Target and be like, look, she's fine. She's at Target. Drinking Starbucks. One minute I'm saying two more. One minute I'm saying two less.
They should just post more AI photos. But yeah, so I don't know. I guess watch this space. I just hope she's okay. I hope she's not like murdered, but we'll see.
I definitely think she's alive. I don't think they're going to say all this to cover up a death because eventually if she were dead, it'd be like, oh, just kidding. She's been dead this whole time.
Never forget Princess Diana.
What'd they do, though?
They killed her. Are you kidding?
Okay, but they didn't cover it up for months. We all knew she died.
No, but they literally killed her, is what I'm saying.
I know, with the accident, the car accident.
Yeah.
I know, but I think that would be different in this case, because in this case, they're telling us she's fine.
Right.
And if she wasn't, that'd be lying about a death. I think in this case, she and William are not okay. And I think the biggest telltale sign is the photo credit. Photo credit, William. We're one big happy family.
Right. He's not in the photo. And you had to put in the year 2024 just to let us know that it's been taken in the past few months. Yeah. I think that's probably the most logical explanation. I will say that some TikTokers are really doing the Lord's work. Like finding hospital records, they were like, someone said on December 28th, where the royal family celebrates Christmas, there was a mysterious ambulance that arrived there, but they don't know who left in the ambulance. And I'm like, guys.
What? Wait, say that.
Yeah, but
again?
That's like not really confirmed. One TikToker said on my Kate Middleton conspiracy TikTok that on December 28th, the place where the royal family spends like the Christmas holidays, I don't even know where that is, there was a report of an ambulance coming there and then taking to the hospital, but we don't know who was in the ambulance. And then they were going into the fact that like in Harry's book, Spare, he talks about the fact that William has a really bad temper. They're kind of alluding to the fact that maybe William really hurt Kate.
Oh, God.
And I hope he didn't, obviously. Wait, I would never wish her any harm.
Harry and Meghan, let's go interview them.
Well,
I just feel like people are not... Yeah. people are not making moves, and I feel like they maybe need us to, like, encourage them to go make moves. Like, Harry and Meghan will probably gladly speak out because they...
But they haven't, so I'm assuming then they won't.
But were they silent or were they silenced? Has someone not asked them or have they not spoken out? Maybe no one's asked them.
I don't think you're the first person to think.
No, I think
I am. Out of all this conspiracy, like, you came up with the brilliant idea. Why don't we just ask Harry what he thinks about this? I feel like they've probably tried, no? Mm. And they're just obviously being silent or silenced. It's possible that they're being told to not say anything.
But it's the kind of thing that, like, when you're in the group project in class and it's like, okay, well, who's going to write the essay? Like, okay, well, she's going to write it. Oh, and I'm not going to write it because she's already going to do it. Everyone's assuming someone else is already asking Prince Harry and Meghan what's going on. So no one's doing it. So if you're listening and you have access to them, I feel like just ask them what's going on. I feel like we can get some answers.
Oh, wait, hold on. I just Googled Harry on Kate Middleton. Well, let's see. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle speak out about Kate Middleton photo.
I'm sick, by the way, guys. I know I sound like a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for agreeing.
It says, sources close to Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are saying this isn't a mistake that Meghan would ever make. She has a keen eye and freakish attention to detail. Like, okay.
No, I think that's a really good point, though.
Well, like, my God. Could you imagine if this was Meghan Markle? They would be, like, crucified.
Oh, yeah. Also, she wasn't in a pencil skirt in that picture, and that just seems out of character for her.
Okay, this was the exact tweet. Yeah, it's seeming like I can't really find what they said. Maybe they didn't really say anything. Okay, but this was the exact tweet that was tweeted from Kate, quote unquote. Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. C.
It's like, shut up. You didn't write that. Also, C, like, while I know it's Catherine and Catherine, she spells with a C, mm-hmm. You know that everyone calls you Kate with a K.
Right, just like
so K. So it's just weird. I don't know. Don't sign it. We know it's your fucking account. That's like when a person texts you and it's like, hi, honey, it's mom. It's like, thanks, I have caller ID. Like, why is she signing her own tweet?
I know. Every voicemail my dad leaves me like, hey, Jack, it's your father. It's like, I know. I see your name on the voicemail.
Wow, this is such a good story, though.
So I know. Juicy. I think we'll be getting more information in the next few weeks. We will keep you guys updated. If all of this is bullshit and it's all a conspiracy and she really was just getting planned abdominal surgery and she's recovering, she's supposed to be back by Easter, and that's coming up. So we will see if she shows up or not.
If she's recovering, she's at home in bed, mm-hmm. Why can't she take a selfie from the bed? Why would
Correct,
they do a Stephanie. Stage?
Correct. Because they don't have her. They can't take a photo of her because she's gone. She gone-girled herself. Yes, correct. They could just take a photo of her laying in bed being like, hey guys, recovering.
She'll be like, hey guys, it's C. I'm just laying in my bed right now. Instead, I'm going to have a staged photo shoot. I mean, let's say the photo was real.
Right.
You posing like that with your kids when you're recovering from a surgery is fucking weird.
Right.
Correct. And you're wearing skin tight clothes. Like, wouldn't you be, I don't know. And your kids are abnormally happy in that photo. I'm sorry. There's just no one that happy in life.
Correct.
All identical. Like, almost, I don't know what the kids really look like. I don't really keep up with them. But it was almost, do they look that much alike? Or did they just, like, copy and paste the same face three times?
I don't know. I don't look at
they look
the
identical.
Kids that much either.
So weird. But they were saying things like, her hair is blurry. Like, her fingers are blurry.
Yes.
Things about the photo
just look bad.
Like, oh, something I was, there was an article that literally said, like, I know we're going very long on this, but there was an article that said, like, the 16 things that people found wrong. And one of it was, like, her hair randomly cuts off. And I'm like, that's weird. So I zoom in and I'm like, oh, wait, her hair does randomly cut off. Like, it's where the hair would, like, flow. And instead it flows out and just, like, dead stops. If that makes sense.
Yes. No, that does make sense. Yeah, it's a fake photo. Kate, if you are practicing your Photoshop, maybe practice a little more, babe, before, like, sending that
practice
photo.
Practice makes perfect. I mean, I photoshopped a fake promo of Maria as the Bachelorette, and I think I did a better job than you.
Yeah, you did.
Photo.
You honestly did. So call Stephanie next time when you want to Photoshop a picture of your kids, Kate.
Maybe if there's, like, a real update, if we get, like, a real resolution to this story, maybe we'll do, like, a breaking news bonus episode.
Yeah.
If it happens and it's not on a Friday and, you know, it's not in time for Sound Off, like, this is worth
Yeah. Wait, coverage. When's Easter? It's coming up.
March 31st.
Like early this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. So we have 2 weeks to find this girl before all hell breaks loose.
But if anyone's going to find this girl, it's the two greatest detectives in America.
Us. Yes, of course.
Right.
Oh my God, we should go to the UK and try to find her right now.
The reason why I'm saying that is someone sent me a meme yesterday and she said that it reminded me of me and you.
Aww.
And it's a picture of Mary-Kate and Ashley and it said, these two would have found Kate by now.
Well,
so I feel like if we're on the case, let me just put on my trench coat.
We'll go ask Harry because no one's thought to do that before.
No one's thought to ask the man. All right, moving on. Yeah. We got so many submissions about this Love is Blind reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I don't know where to begin. So I watched, Jackie did not watch, but she's up to speed on some
stuff.
Yes,
and I need you to tell me about it and why it was so good.
Okay. Well, okay. I have two sides of it. On one hand, it was so good, so juicy, and so dramatic, like way better than mm-hmm. any Bachelor reunion.
Wow.
On the other hand, I am so upset that I have so many unanswered questions still that, like, I'll get to that second.
Okay.
First, like, they completely blindsided one of the guys from the show. So the guy, I don't know if you remember, Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Chelsea and Jimmy, like my favorite couple. Chelsea almost chose Trevor, but then she ended up choosing Jimmy.
Yeah.
Trevor doesn't, he has a mullet. He doesn't go with anyone. So he goes home. But he was always kind of like the guy that Chelsea should have chosen throughout the season. Mm-hmm. But then after the show, his ex released text messages about how before he left, he said, like, I love you. I can't wait to come home to you. When he caught back, he's like, I love you. Mm. All this stuff proving that he pulled a Jed. Yeah. Now, the guy comes out on stage and clearly did not know they were going to say that. His reaction, like, dead silence for, like, minutes. They pull up the text and there's just no way to weasel your way out of that unless you have time. Like, other people from The Bachelor had time to, like, plan what they want to say, really think of a rebuttal. This guy is just like, I mean, like, clearly did not know. It was crazy TV. I sat there and I'm like, this is not really happening right now. And he had no answer. Like, he had absolutely no excuse other than, I fucking bullshitted. Like, what do you, and then he apologizes to Chelsea, but says if he and Chelsea had ended up together, it would have been real. I think it's nice to say that now, but there's no way I actually believe that.
No, me neither.
He asks to leave the stage. Granted, he's not in a couple. He doesn't need to be out on stage that long, but, like, he was so uncomfortable. He's like, can I get off stage now? And then, like, Nick asks him, like, one or two more questions, and then he's like, if you want to get off now, you can get off. And he's like, okay, and just gets up and leaves. He leaves. Then there's, like, a lot of drama with, like, there was that other love triangle with Jeremy. Mm-hmm. Laura, who he was engaged to, and then Sarah Ann, who he, like, infamously hung out with till 5:30 in the morning, and then the other girl had his location tracked, feuding with them. It seems like there's a lot of, like, anger still with Sarah Ann, and I don't know. That part was really dramatic. What I have the biggest issue with is my favorite couple, we did not get enough closure. And remember how annoyed I was with the reunion, or the finale, that there were so many pieces left, like, and I'm like, okay, well, at the reunion, we're going to get the conclusion that I so badly was seeking. No. Like, I feel like every couple got their, like, kind of hot seat moment. And here and there, they'd throw a question to Chelsea and Jimmy. They're, like, holding hands at some points. They're very close on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ask them, are you guys back together?
They never asked them?
No.
That's absurd.
They didn't ask anyone. They didn't, we found out, Sarah Ann and Jeremy are living together now. So, like, we got a couple update on them. The other two that got married, we never asked them about their sex life. Like, the whole condom thing.
Oh, right.
Well, so they were asked, were condoms not an option? And they kind of, like, gave, like, a fluff answer. But, like, why wasn't, obviously they have had sex. I would hope. But why wasn't that a direct question?
Yeah.
And then with Chelsea and Jimmy, like, did you guys get back together? Have you talked since? When you guys initially broke up, Jimmy, did you call Jessica, the other girl who, like, you were also kind of into? How was it watching the show back together? Like, it was really difficult. They addressed the sex thing with the friend. And he said that he's like, I signed up for this. My friend didn't sign up. And he's still like doubling down about mm-hmm. how that was like the biggest betrayal. And that how that was like one of the main reasons why they broke up, which I still think is bullshit.
Yeah.
But like they addressed the Megan Fox thing, but not Jimmy. What about your reaction to her calling herself Megan Fox? That yeah. was what people were obsessed with. Like how she walks out and he's like, yeah, she definitely lied about what she looked like. Why not have him explain that and like, mm-hmm. I don't know, take it back. Like, say once and for all on camera, like, she's beautiful. I misspoke and, like, I regret that.
Yeah.
Like, there was so much they could have done to, like, rectify that situation. All they asked about the Megan Fox thing, they just, like, brought it up. And Chelsea's like, I'm really proud of the way I handled it because it was really, it was hard. Here, mm-hmm. having everyone tell you that you're not as pretty as someone, that sucks.
Yeah.
And, like, that's it? I just am, like, so disappointed in that. And I'm wondering if anyone else feels that way, because everyone's talking about, from what I'm seeing, like the Trevor stuff and the Sarah Ann stuff, like it, they had some really, really good TV moments in it, but there's so many questions I have left. They brought back old couples. Blake Horseman was there because
They had posted that they were
Giannina, but they had a lot of old couples that came back, which was nice to see. And they didn't do like, they didn't spend an annoying amount of time on them. They kept things moving. It was very fast-paced. But, like, why do I know the status update of the couple from, like, season 4, but I don't know the status update of the current couple?
Yeah.
That's what pissed me off.
Was it? It was Nick and Vanessa hosting it, right?
Of course.
Yeah, they're not good hosts, unfortunately. Like, I get that they have the star power and whatever, but I think when it comes to these reunion, well, in a way, more than like I know we would do a better job asking the questions, but maybe we don't bring that same type of star power that they do. Maybe. I don't know.
That's subjective.
But I feel like in past Love is Blind reunions, they care too much about like being nice to the contestants, and I understand that they like have to be, but I think they care too much about like not wanting to ask them the uncomfortable questions. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Vanessa always tries to be like everyone's friend and be like, yeah, girl, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, no, I think to be a good like host of something like that, you have to be willing to ask people the questions that they don't necessarily want you to ask, but like you kind of have to in order to appease the audience. Like, Andy Cohen doesn't give two fucks if he upsets someone when he's like pushing them and asking questions, but I think Nick and Vanessa care too much about like making people feel uncomfortable. And I get that it's a balance, but I think they got to push a little bit more, or hire me and Stephanie to do it, because I don't care. I will ask the questions we need to know the answers to.
Well, you guys know like our MO is like, the person can always respond like, I don't want to answer that.
Of course.
And that's fair. We will respect that. But like, be ballsy and ask the questions that people want to know. The fact that I don't even know if they're together.
Yeah,
and the only reason why I would assume they're together is because of how their body language was, along with the fact that there were videos of them at restaurants together.
Right.
So they've clearly hung out outside the show.
Mm-hmm.
So at the very least, have you guys spoken? How has it been? How was it watching it back? Do you regret anything? Like, come on.
Yeah.
A little bit more? They carried the show. It's so weird. Oh, AD and Clay. So the guy that she wanted to get married to him and then he didn't. He said that he's been like going to therapy, like genuinely working on himself. And I believe him. Like mm-hmm. he was regretful about how things went down.
That's
good. And he kind of wishes that like things ended differently. And they asked him, like, would you be with her again? And he said 100%. And then they asked her and she said, don't ask that question right now. And it's very much like he's pursuing her and she's like, you had your chance. Whereas I think AD, like, if you really love this guy, the fact that he didn't want to get married after knowing you for 2 weeks, I don't think is the craziest thing. He wanted to stay with you,
right?
I don't think it should be marriage or bust, like, if this is someone you really love. So
I
hopefully
agree.
Like, they could work things out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, maybe I blinked and missed all the questions to Jimmy and Chelsea, but the fact that I cared about them the most and got the least from them really bothered me.
Yeah, that is really frustrating. How did they get the text messages from the guy?
The girl. Yeah.
So did the girl just like betray him and was like, here are all my texts?
Well, okay. I think she may have just shared it online and then Love is Blind just showed them. Because I remember while the show was airing, stuff was coming out about Trevor and people would DM me about it, but I was like, Trevor's not on the show anymore. I don't fucking care. I literally didn't even look into it. So I didn't know what the text said.
Interesting.
Then when they pull them up, like, I think they told him, like, yeah, we're just going to come out on stage and talk about how you almost got engaged to Chelsea and that's it. He did not expect that. And he did not have a plan. And, dude, it's crazy. It's so similar to the Jed situation, except Jed had time to plan an answer.
Right.
Imagine if, like, no one told Jed that the People article was coming out, and then all of a sudden he's at After the Final Rose, and they show the girl Haley's texts up on screen. What the fuck do you say?
No, I know. So overall, yay or nay, good season?
Overall, yay. It was a good season overall. I would like more from these people. Maybe we can try to get some of the people on. I mean, if we could get Chelsea on, that would make my life.
Yeah,
because
Chelsea.
I'll just ask her myself. If Nick and Vanessa are not going to ask her, I'm going to ask her myself.
Yeah, we have to. We just have to do the Lord's work like that.
Seriously, I mean, someone's got to do it. Someone's got to fucking talk to Harry and Meghan, and someone's got to talk to Chelsea.
Yeah, if Harry and Meghan want to come on the podcast too, we would willingly have them.
Wait, someone else said Nick and Vanessa calling out Sarah Ann for spoilers. So Sarah Ann posted a video from Jeremy's house.
Oh.
And they called her out and they're like, do you see that could be a spoiler? People obviously know what his house looks like. It's on the show. And you're just openly posting videos from it. Then in the video, she's like, you know, TV is for entertainment and we are bringing the entertainment. And then Laura calls her out and she's like, this isn't entertainment. This is my life. Like, you stole my fiance and you're now making a video almost making like a mockery of my life. Like, that was a crazy part. Someone asks, do you think Love is Blind is ruined now that it's season 6 and the contestants know how to play the game? Yes, 100%. I think that showed this season that the people are purposely trying to like make matches with people and get them to get engaged so then they can be a person on the show. Because if you're not like one of the main couples, it's very difficult to get fame from it. Although like Jessica and Trevor kind of did.
Right.
Even though they weren't in a couple. Think about how many people are on the original cast. It's like 20 people that we don't even know their names.
Yeah.
So you want to like make sure that you make a connection. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, 100%. I'm curious how they're definitely coming back with season 6, right? Or season 7, right?
Yeah, but I think they should in some way try to switch it up, change the rules, change some part of the concept because, yeah, to that point, people are going in knowing how to play Love is Blind. In the same way people were going in knowing how to play Paradise, like they got to switch it up.
They got to switch it up. All right, any other submissions?
Oh, Daisy's music video.
What are people saying?
Well, so a couple people sent me this. First off, I didn't even know about Daisy's music video till in my DMs, multiple people were like, for this next Sound Off, talk about Daisy's music video. So before I logged on with Stephanie just now, I watched Daisy's music video. And wow, 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 wow.
What? I didn't watch
it. It's not visually explicit. Like, it's just some guy kind of singing. And then Daisy chimes in and she sings a verse. I will say, like, holy auto-tune for both of them. Like, it does not sound good. But this song has lyrics with things like, you can lick all the sex off my nuts now. Or like,
what?
It says lick on my sack a lot. And it's like very.
Wait, that's like my bad date horror story when the guy taped the vodka to his sack.
Yes, exactly. And this is that story in musical form. I know.
I'm triggered.
Ew. I know. And
it's like a bad date musical.
Pretty much. So, I mean, that's like kind of all there is to it. The video has since been privated on YouTube, but thank God you can watch it on Reddit. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else there is to say other than like, this feels very out of character for Daisy. Like, what the fuck? It does make me kind of look at her in a different light because she was giving like America's Sweetheart, not girl who says things like lick on my sack. But like, I don't know. I guess everyone has that side to them in a way. So I don't know. It's weird.
I think the reason why it's so jarring is that Daisy is like the polar opposite.
No,
of the
I
show.
Know. Yeah.
She would never lick on anyone's sack.
I don't know how long ago this was. I don't know if this was like she was just doing a favor for a friend and a friend was like, hey, I have this music video. Will you be in it? I don't know if they did this as like a joke and it's like a parody music video for something else. Yeah. I don't know. She looks really young in it. So I think it was a while ago.
No, it definitely was. It's definitely old. Yeah. I've seen this floating around. It's another thing. Just like the Trevor story. I'm like, I don't care enough to look into it. And I knew it was there, but I feel like everyone has stuff that they did before the show, and it always recirculates. But this one I've seen a few times. Like, people keep bringing it up because it's so opposite from what we know her as.
Yeah, lick on sack. So
lick on sack. Someone wrote, why was Jackie back in a hotel in a recent episode? Hashtag Airbnb gate.
Oh, my God.
Were you back in a hotel? What is? I don't know what that means.
Last I was in a hotel was back in the middle of February. Yeah, after all the Airbnb stuff. But if this person is saying Airbnb gate, then they know the story about right. the Airbnb, and then they know why I was in the hotel. I don't think I was in a hotel after that.
Well, do you want to just give a quick, like, how did it end? We talked about how it ended,
I think,
right?
we did talk about how it ended. Yeah, to, I guess for anyone who didn't hear that episode, basically, I booked an Airbnb because I was in LA for about a month. The first Airbnb was, like, absolutely disgusting, had mold in it, like, didn't look like the pictures. We complained to Airbnb, we got refunded, and we booked a new Airbnb. So in between that time, we stayed at a hotel for 1 or 2 days and then went to our new Airbnb. Our new Airbnb, literally day of, maybe an hour before we're supposed to move in, the guy calls me and is like, hey, like the last people like really trashed the place. Like it's a mess. I need to get all this new furniture. So you can stay in this other property I own. And then when it's time to move into your place, like tomorrow, then, you know, you can do that. We were so burnt out by moving around so much. We're like, okay, fine. Like whatever. We go to this other place. Tomorrow becomes the next day and the next day. And then I notify Airbnb and I'm like, hey, we booked this place and the guy is still like, you know, pushing off that we can't move into the place that we booked. We're in this other apartment. Just want to make you guys aware of the situation. And then as soon as I called Airbnb, he was like really mad. So I'm like, oh, that's a red flag. Then long story short, I guess it was finally time to move into the place. He was like, all right, like meet me here. Like check-in will be at this time. We got the new furniture. The apartment you booked is all good to go. And then we show up and he ghosts us for like a day. And then at this point we're like, it's 10, 11 o'clock at night. We're in the middle of Hollywood. We have nowhere to go. So we're like, fuck, I guess we'll just like go back to the hotel and then contact Airbnb and figure this out. Because at this point, then we're not going to go back to the old Airbnb that he put us in. Because that's sketchy. And I'm like, why did he put us there? So that's why we were in the hotel. It eventually all got sorted out. Airbnb refunded us, banned this guy, and they helped us find another place. So, but I was in a hotel twice then in February. I guess what I learned in the whole situation is like that the scam was he put us in the other apartment, hopefully for enough time so that by the time we contacted Airbnb, we wouldn't be able to get refunded. Because the real apartment we booked didn't exist. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where the fuck we were. I don't know if he owns that apartment or if it was just like a friend's apartment that he like knew he could put us in for a couple days. But we're pretty lucky we didn't get murdered or sex trafficked or my dog didn't get stolen. I think about that a lot. So
yeah. So keep an eye out if you're going on. Just basically be safe if you're using Airbnb. Safe out there. Let's end with this one question. Okay. This person writes, foundation shades. How are we figuring out our shades? I never wear makeup and I have a few events.
Mm. My the answer is we're not, girly. I don't know. I feel like I never have my foundation right.
I have a good color match, but I think the key is to have two so that if you're like fairer in the winter or darker in the summer, like you're not using the same one. You should have two different ones at least. And I would recommend going to like Sephora and you could sample them and put it on your face. Also, you can go to Sephora and like have a makeup artist match it for you, which I think that's probably best. But I know when I've done it, I did that like years ago and they've said to me like, do you tan? I tan. My friend used to say, like, Steph gets a tan when she walks to the parking lot in the winter. Like, I get a tan if I go outside for a walk for 5 minutes. So, like, I can't have one foundation because it's not going to work in 2 weeks if I go outside. So, yeah, I would recommend going. I love that this is, like, an advice segment now. But wouldn't you say, like, having someone...
Yeah, I think just going to Sephora and being like, hey, I want something that matches me. Like, what do you think? And just... You know, those people, they know their shit. I find Sephora so overwhelming. There's so many choices for every single thing. So just ask the people that know and have tried all the products.
Yeah, especially because, like, we can't tell you your shade via podcast without seeing you. And also, even if I saw you, I probably wouldn't be able to do it because I'm not professional.
Yeah, but I think having a light and a dark is a good piece of advice. I have that too. I don't naturally tan, but I put fake self-tanner all over my body.
And she has it on right now.
I do. A fresh tan today. Someone else wrote one that was so wholesome. They just wanted to know what our favorite drinks are. Alcoholic and non-alcoholic. And I was like,
oh, I love the wholesomes.
I know.
Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, you are a Pinot Grigio.
I don't know what I did to you, but I'll have a Pinot Grigio. Stassi. Mm-hmm. And then non-alcoholic. Honestly, I haven't been able to drink soda since I had COVID. My taste is not back on soda. I used to be a Coca-Cola girl, like nothing
regular
was better.
Coke, not Diet Coke,
girl. Nothing was better than a cold red can of Coke, specifically the one with Santa Claus on it. I felt like it tasted better in December when they had the Santa on the Coke cans. I haven't had it in now almost 3 years. It's better and I'm healthier to not have that so much, but there's something about that joy that I've never gotten back. So I literally just drink water if I'm not drinking alcohol. What about you?
What about coffee? You drink coffee?
Yeah, but it's not. I drink coffee. It's
but
not
you're not like obsessed. Drink. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel with coffee too. It's like I'll have it in the morning, but I'm not someone who's like I need six coffees because I love coffee. Favorite drinks? Yeah. I'm also like a wine girly. I would do like a California cab, but if I'm getting a cocktail, dirty martini with gin. That's like my go-to. And then non-alcoholic. Okay, speaking of sodas, that when I'm trying to like not drink that much and I want to like come home at the end of the day, and normally, you know, like that habit is like pour a glass of wine, I'll make a little dinner, like have a moment. When I'm trying to be healthy, quote unquote healthy, I'll put Diet Dr. Pepper in a wine glass and swirl it around as if it's also like a wine. Because I feel like it has so many flavors. So you get like all the No, Dr. Pepper, 23 flavors. I'm like, ooh, let me sniff it. Get the notes of all of the flavors of the Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Diet Dr. Pepper is a good wine substitute. And sometimes I have that. I always have it in my fridge. It makes me feel like I'm drinking a little like special fun thing. But it's non-alcoholic, so it's healthy. Right? That's how that works. Also just like water with lemon is such a sleigh. Sometimes.
So we got a message. Well, let's end with this. We got a message from a new FOTS. Aww. Her name is Caitlin Jane. Hey, Caitlin, welcome. We're so excited that you're here. She wanted to know our top five favorite episodes, which I just like on the spot.
Of the podcast?
I need to think.
Oh.
I don't even want to abruptly answer, but I will ask you guys listening, if you are a regular listener of She's All Batch, I'm curious to know like if there are any that stand out to you.
Yeah.
Probably off the top of my head, the Greg and Clemence mystery thing, I think.
That was also one that I thought immediately. But also I think there are a lot of random episodes that maybe weren't necessarily as noteworthy as like, did we solve a crime? No. Did we have an amazing interview? Maybe no. But like, I feel like there are some episodes where you and I are just like so giggly and so on one. And we're like, wow, funny like, today. And those are my favorite ones to record and to listen to, honestly.
Yeah, off the top of my head. Teresa in the long sleeve bathing suit, when I listened to it, I cried. Like actual tears down. And it's me. I'm listening to myself and I'm crying. Yeah. But it was so fucking funny. So that, but I think it's more moments versus episodes, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, let's come back to this. Maybe I'll mark it down and we can talk about it in Wednesday's episode next week because I just want some time. But I'm also curious if anything stands out to you guys, let us know because maybe that'll help jog our memories too. We've been doing this for almost 3 years. So
I know.
I don't want to answer without really processing it. But thank you, Caitlin. And I'm so happy that you're listening.
Yeah, this was fun.
I think that's all the time we have today. But thank you guys for submitting these questions and you'll hear from us next Friday on Sound Off and you'll hear from us Wednesday and probably Thursday. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
Do we have an interview? I don't think we do, actually. We don't have an interview scheduled right now for Thursday. So the odds are we probably won't have an interview then next week unless something comes up randomly. That to say, we'll see you next week. We love you and have a wonderful weekend. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Oh my God, I keep forgetting. I don't think I'm going to do anything though, but we'll see. Maybe the Irish character will take me by storm. Oh, your son's birthday party is on St. Patrick's Day?
I know.
Is it St. Patrick's Day themed?
No, we're going to a farm, but I'm wearing a St. Patty's shirt and my son is wearing a shirt that's St. Patty's themed. I'm assuming everyone coming is going to.
Oh my God. Had it be St. Patrick's Day themed and like make like, I don't know, do like a leprechaun craft and then like eat Lucky Charms.
Well, we're going to the farm. Like, what am I going to do? Eat Lucky Charms on a horse? They're going to do, like, pony rides.
Like, maybe. I was going to say, what does one do at a farm?
Oh, it's so fun.
For a birthday party.
It's like a petting zoo.
Fun.
Pony rides. Like, little ducks. It's so cute. We've been there, and he loves it. So, it'll be fun. But that's what I'm doing, at least in the morning, on St. Patty's Day. And then, hopefully, I'll have a Pinot Grigio.
Ah, yes. The Irish classic of Pinot Grigio. Are you Irish? No, you're not, right? You're Italian?
No, but I'm Irish by marriage.
Oh, your husband's Irish. Ah.
Yes. And my son's Irish, so like.
So he's half and half. Because that's what I am. I'm half Italian, half Irish.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm your.
What kind of
I'm
Italian?
Your son, in a way. Sicilian.
Me too! Oh, we've definitely talked about this.
Yeah, but I'm not like that into it. But my mom is. You can talk to my mom about it.
Wait, being Sicilian is like, you have to be into
it. But I feel like when you're from Long Island in New Jersey, everyone's Sicilian. It's not special. Mm. You know? That's always how I felt growing up. Honestly, being Italian and Irish, like, that's so Long Island / New Jersey. Like, get a new thing, you know? Like, everyone is.
Come on. All right. Love you guys. Is that it, Jackie?
I think that's it.
Goodbye, bitches.